consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to another incredible episode. This episode is going to be incredible if you are looking to really rock your brand boldly and unapologetically and really align it to who you are and what your business stands for. And how exactly do we do that? So, you know, a lot of times branding gets it's confusing for a lot of people. It's not just a logo. So we're going to go deep into what exactly branding is, how you can make sure your brand stands out in this noisy social media world and world in general, and how you can really get deeper clarity about where those gaps are for you. And I think that this episode, as we're recording live or we're live streaming it today, comes at a really powerful time because it's the beginning of 2023 as we're recording this. And I don't know about you, but energetically, it's been feeling like the year has not been starting out on January 1st. It's been a delay in so it's been very interesting, I think, with Mercury retrograde and all of that. But now I personally feel like it's go time, and I'm in yang energy. I hope that you all are as well. And you know, I've been looking at my goals for my business this year and really reviewing and reflecting and checking that out with my team members and just looking at what needs to realign. Where am I going? What's no longer serving and supporting? And so I think that this is such a great time to really do that. If you haven't already gotten my free soul visioning guide, I highly recommend you download that. You can grab that in the show notes. The feedback has been incredible in terms of people's takeaways as I walk you through. It's an interactive freebie through PDF questions and a videos guiding of me guiding you. So definitely download that in the show notes. All right, my loves, I am so excited to have my special guests, two of my favorite sisters, real life sisters, and my soul sisters here, who are Laura and Lana of The Sister Brand. And I am so representing them today because they are all about Women Up, and I'm going to stand up for those of you. I'm wearing my Women Up shirt. You guys would have seen that in my branding photos over the years. Still love this shirt so much. So welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm going to introduce Laura and Lana a little bit more formally, give you a sense of their background. This episode is really going to be for you too. If you are in this place of reinventing yourself, perhaps you're wanting to leave your 9-to-5 and you're needing to take the leap of faith. We are going to be jamming on that too. And you're going to be so inspired by Laura and Lana's story. So what started as an interior design and branding studio almost 4 years ago has morphed into a multifaceted empowerment firm, helping women in business align their brand with who they are and what they are selling. From social media and website to customer service and marketing, the Sister Brand connects the missing dots from a client perspective and shows you tangible ways to level up so you can convert more customers and focus on what makes your brand unique. Hello, ladies. Welcome, welcome. I can't wait for you both to share your gifts and your knowledge and your wisdom with my audience today.
Oh, hi, Roz. Thank you so much for having us.
What an introduction. I know. Can you just come and wake us up every morning?
We can record that for our alarm clock.
You can throw pillows at me and books.
Thank you. We're thrilled to be here. This is a full circle moment for us.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. Well, why don't we start there, actually, because it's pretty cool how, you know, my audience is all about wanting to be stepping into their bold and unapologetic confidence in life and in business. And it's kind of been the vibe of how we met.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it was, what, 4 years ago now?
Almost, yeah.
Time flies. Mm-hmm. You know what? I will never forget that moment of meeting Roz, because you just have this aura about you, and maybe it's everything that you stand for and all of the spiritual world, but you glow. And we were at a Wine Wellbeing event, and we were sitting there. I remember we were watching this speaker, and she was up on stage really having a very heartfelt story about coming into herself and her own, and there was some women across the way, right? I think they were across the way, right, Roz?
Literally beside the speaker. Yeah.
They were right next to the speaker, and they were just chatting away, chewing on their dinner and their soup. And this woman is pouring her heart out about her experiences. And all you can hear is these two women chatting away. And I mean, Lana and I are fidgeting in our seats. We're like holding back, biting our tongue, like, oh my God, like, who's going to say it? Is it going to be you or is it going to be me?
Well,
like,
and let me preface that by saying this was our first time really putting ourselves out there as a brand new business. We were networking, quote unquote. I was nervous to even be in the room, yet we're sitting there and there's this very vulnerable moment. Yeah. And these women are just, they're chatting. They're not meaning any ill will, but they're really not giving the focus to the person who's, you know, at the front of the room.
And distracting the others from it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? We were just biting our tongues. Like I said, like I was about to tell Lana, okay, you're up. This is going to be you. And then all of a sudden this woman, right, gets up, goes over and very boldly, yet politely says, listen, like, you need to be paying attention to this woman. She's on stage. You need to be showing respect for this right now. And you're distracting everyone else. And Lana and I just look at each other and we're like, oh, we're going to be friends with her. We like her.
I don't think I was that polite, to be honest.
Well, I think you did it boldly, yet to the point, yet politely.
It was the look on your face, Rosalind. Yeah. And you were just kind of like side eye and then shh.
Yeah.
And it was come on. It was because it really was so audacious of them.
Yeah. It felt so disrespectful to the speaker. And I was just like, you don't do that. And
I think everyone in that room appreciated you.
And by the way, Roz was wearing the most amazing red jumpsuit that night. Yeah. I remember this like it was yesterday. I think it was strapless. I'm not sure. But she owned that room. And you were there as a guest just like us. And we thought, wow, your energy and your presence was really, really inspiring.
Thank you, Lois. Oh my gosh, I don't even remember what I was wearing, but that is
I don't even remember that.
Dressed on brand.
Yeah, very on brand for you.
Very on brand.
Thank you. And I didn't realize that was like your first time putting yourselves out there.
Yeah.
Oh, like every time we tell this story on
it unveils more. Together,
it builds more and I'm finding out more details. This is even more incredible. I love this. Oh my goodness. And then we didn't even actually get to speak to each other in person that night. But I think it was like you started to follow me or message me on Instagram.
Yeah, I think just through social media we started connecting.
Yeah, because I loved what you were about. You both got to stand up and share a little bit about your brand, the sister brand. Actually, at the time, what was it called? It was called
Prairie Beach House.
Prairie Beach House, that's right, which we will get into the whole rebrand of this. And I was just like, I love their vibe. I want to get to know them. So how beautiful. And then we went out for dinner, which, by the way, we also talk about this story when Laura and Lana interviewed me on their podcast. So I will add the link in the show notes for that as well. And it was just so incredible with all the magic that happened when we went to dinner and we started manifesting. And then just like fast forward, I'll get you both to talk about this.
Yeah, it was incredible. So we met up with Roz. We met you for a quick dinner and we were sitting in the restaurant. And we were kind of sharing, you know, our vulnerability and our story and what our hopes and dreams were. And, you know, the catalyst for us starting our business was that we had lost our parents 5 months apart. And we were, you know, new mothers. We were really trying to reinvent ourselves, find ourselves, gain our identity again. So really we threw all of our hats together and we said one day, you know what, screw it. We're going to finally do what we want to do and really step into ourselves and what we want for our lives. So we're sharing this all with Roz at a restaurant. We're sharing, you know, the signs that we look for when we're looking for some support from our mom. And suddenly, we didn't mention this, but suddenly as we're sitting there,
Mom speaking to you was the song. And what song is it?
I can see clearly now.
And then it came on in the restaurant.
Like, that's not a song that plays in Earl's very often.
Not at all. And so we just kind of, I felt like I could hear it, but I thought it was my mind playing tricks on me, to be honest. Mm. And I'm like, is that song actually playing right now? And we just, all of us were like goosebumps. And, you know, in that conversation, we were really talking about what our hopes and dreams are and where we want to take our business. And at the time we had a small boutique online. We were dabbling in interior design. Laura had gone back to school and gotten her interior design. And we loved it and it was fantastic, but we still felt like we were meant for more. Mm-hmm. And it was in that moment we said, you know, one day, like, we'd love to be on a stage one day. And Rosalind looks at us and says, you're going to be on a stage.
Yeah.
And what was it? 2 years later, the pandemic happened shortly after that. And as soon as we lifted out of COVID, we were on a national tour. Hosting the Manifest Tour with Caitlin Bristow, Dr. Jody Carrington, Lisa Webb. And to this day, we pinch ourselves. This manifesting.
Manifestation is real.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so incredible because you brought it to Kelowna as well last mm-hmm. year. And so I got to meet up with you beautiful ladies and just see you shining and rocking the stage, owning it and emceeing this whole beautiful conference, powerful conference. So uplifting. And it was amazing because I got to meet more women in Kelowna. I actually met you both know this now from me being on your podcast. I met my current business coach there. Yeah. And I was just like, how freaking full circle is that? You know, like who would have known that 4 years ago, having this dinner, fast forward to last year and the beautiful manifestation of what was dreamed of at that dinner. I'm so grateful for both of you. I'm so proud of you, both of you, for really like stepping into your next level. And you both are such a beautiful example of that. So
thank you. You've really been part of our journey from day one. Absolutely. So that's a huge compliment and we appreciate you.
And I also just have to say, like, I still get goosebumps. I feel like your mom is with us. We opened the Akashic Records. Like, I feel her here. And also, those of you who are watching this on video, you can see this beautiful rainbow orb.
I've been trying to get rid of it and it won't go away.
Never had that on my show. So
it was here and I like went and closed all the windows and then it was gone and now it's back.
So it's not on the camera. We tried this when we were prepping to go live and we can't get rid of it. So
It's part of the beautiful energy here. We don't need to. It's just adding more beautiful love energy and just angelic energies. So yeah, your mom's with us right now.
Yeah,
must be.
Yeah. I love it.
I love this. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. Now, to our audience here, to my listeners, I would love for both of you to share a little bit about your story because I love this. Like, you both started as interior designers, and then it was through working with your clients that just birthed this next level of desire in your business to help more women in a really different and bigger capacity. So please share that with us.
Yeah, it was really out of a love of being of service, to be honest. Yeah. We that is where we gain our self-esteem. That is where we feel our best, is when we're being of service. And we always offered branding as part of what we do. But it really, you know, after COVID, we really just started nudging in a new direction, and that was empowering women.
Yeah, we loved it. We still do love interior design and working in that area. But we really honed in on the fact that, what did we love most about interior design? We love the decor. We love doing the job, but it was connecting with our clients, which were primarily all women. And the more we connected them, the more they kept telling us how different we were, because it wasn't about the interior design. It was about the relationship. And we always said our measure of our wonderful clients and our dream jobs are when we walk in the door and the coffee's waiting or the wine is poured. They're like, girls, let's just sit down and chat a little bit before we get into the design stage. And we'd know where their kids were going to school, what time they got out. We'd know like what cheer programs they were in. And it was very, very obvious that it was more about the relationships to us and empowering. And these women would always talk to us about, well, what do you think I could do for a business? What do you think that my side hustle could be? And I want more out of life. And so we really pivoted.
Yeah, we did. We took a hard right turn. And it was, again, we're back in that scary place again, right? That we were 4 years ago when we started Prairie Beach House, which became the sister brand. And that's really important, because we believe that you have to be willing to pivot. Yeah. You have to be willing to evolve and change and grow. And if you're not doing that, you're standing still, you're staying stagnant. And that's not really, for us, it's not serving us and our personal growth, but also our professional growth. So we said, you know what? Interior design is a very hard game right now with, you know, being post-COVID. Our projects were lasting like a year to get furniture, to find trays. It was very, very arduous. And we finally said, you know what? Where do we want our energy? And so we decided to step aside from interior design and go all in on empowering women in business. And that's what we did.
Wow. So
we're brand designers, and we help women level up in business, but also in life, because they really do go hand in hand. Yeah.
I also remember, as part of your story as well, when you were more in the role of working with interior designing clients, what came through were when you asked women, what do you want? And that was even so eye-opening for them to go, what do I want? Because I think that so many women don't ask themselves that, because we often are selfless, right? And it feels selfish to ask ourselves that question. And so if we look at that, that is a very bold and unapologetic way to look at that and go, okay, what do I want? Let me actually look at that. Let me get clear, and then boldly and unapologetically go for it.
Well, and that was our favorite part too, of working with these women, is just like you said, we'd say, you know, whether it be about design or life, like, what do you want? What is your style? And they'd say something, and through the process, all of a sudden it would change and it would morph. And by the end of it, they'd say to us, I didn't know that this was me, but this finally feels like me.
That's the alignment. Yeah.
There's so much noise out there. We're following all these trends. What should you like in your house? What design style should you like? Mm-hmm. No, what do you like? And most people just don't know, because there's so much noise.
Right. And also we tend to yield to in that people pleasing energy too then, right? It's like, well, what would look good? What should I do to make it look good for other people? Like, it's not even for ourselves. It's like for other people. 100%. So I imagine that there is so much inner transformation as you were doing the outer house transformation.
And we find this with our branding clients. It's the same thing. They're presenting themselves for their business, but they're presenting it for the way that they perceive they should be presenting themselves, not how they actually are. And that's the number one problem that's holding them back.
Yes. Yeah.
Authenticity gets, you know, we hear that a lot. Oh, you know, show up as your authentic self. We hear that, but a lot of people don't know what that really means. Yeah. And so when you step into that and you do show up authentically, that alignment is the magic, right?
100%. And can you speak to the whole idea behind Woman Up? Tell us a little bit about that, because you have quite a few products and merchandise. The t-shirts are so amazing. And so much, in fact, that, as you both know, that I had a branding shoot and I got my friends and clients to purchase the Woman Up shirts. And we did a whole branding shoot with it because I'm like, this is powerful. Like, this is what I love. And it energetically, it just so aligns with me and my brand and lifting other women up. So incredible. So what does it, how did this start for both of you?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you. It is a big part of us, our company, personally, professionally, our own alignment. So when we first started Prairie Beach House, which is how we started out as our partnership as entrepreneurs, Laura one day just said, "Woman up," and it stuck. And we laughed and we're like, man, that's so powerful. Right? But woman up, step into yourself. It was so indicative of where we were in our lives at that point. And we loved it so much that we applied for a trademark and we got it. So we did that, 2019 is when we applied. And it takes a long time in Canada, unfortunately, to get your trademark. But we just knew that we had to make that a part of our brand. It's a part of our truth. It's
our mantra.
It's our mantra at every turn. That's what we say to ourselves. And really it's flowed through, even though we were doing interior design and we felt for a long time, we felt, you know, there was a disconnection. Like, oh, we got this Woman Up, but we're interior designers, but we also do branding. And we were trying to narrow our scope and niche. And now suddenly it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's your energetic foundation. And I call that the alchemy of you. When we can bring in all of our values, our gifts, our passions, our why, our purpose, and then bring it into our skill set and put it out there. Oh, that's so powerful. And
I love that too. Yeah. That's a great way to explain it. And so we do have a merchandise line of Woman Up. We have our t-shirts, we have our hoodies, our crews. We're working on some new products right now. And of course we have our Woman Up podcast with the sister brand. So it really does weave its way through our lives entirely.
It's so, the both of you, it's so amazing. Speaking of branding, let's dive into that. How would you both define what branding is?
Branding is the base and the foundation of your business or your personal brand. You can have a personal brand as well, but in regards to business, it is the foundation. It's your pillars. Mm-hmm. It's your mission. It's your tagline. It's what you stand for. And then you get the aesthetic piece that goes along with it. It does include your logo and your branding colors and your typography and everything, but it's the foundation of your business.
Yeah. It's your signature.
Yeah.
It's what sets you apart from everybody else, because one boutique can sell the same as another boutique. You can have the same exact items, but what sets you apart is your brand. What makes you different? What's your secret sauce?
I love this, because this is exactly what I teach my clients in Client Attraction Academy and Soul Essential Business Academy. It's just so powerful to really like set ourselves, know how do we set ourselves apart, right? And so how would you define personal brand, just for our audience here?
Your personal brand is how you show up in your daily life, what your style and aesthetic might be.
Your values,
your core.
You're a great example of that, Roz, if I can be so bold. Roz, actually, we have pulled up your website as an example in some of our seminars with clients to say, listen, look at how she aligns herself with her brand and becomes this huge orb of warrior. And it is true. You show up authentically as yourself, whether it's professionally or personally. And that is how you know that you have alignment with your personal and your professional brand.
I love that. Thank you. Actually, I do remember one of from my show with you as a guest, someone books in, one of your clients books in an Akashic Soul session with me, and she had mentioned that you had you know, pulled up my website and all my different
things. I love hearing that. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Really good too. That means a lot to me. And yes, you know, with my clients, what I say is, and that's why I wanted to hear how you see, because everybody has a different perspective, but it feels like it's we're on the same page in terms of, because a lot of my clients are, I serve life and spiritual coaches, healers and light workers, practitioners, you know, yes, your business is a different entity. Like even when we open the Akashics, which are the records of our soul, you know, your business has a different entity than your own personal records. And when we are our own, like a solopreneur, if you will, versus a big company, you know, a lot of how we show up, it's our energy signature that needs to be showing up in business as well. And it makes sense that our pillars, our values align with what our values are in our business, right? Okay. And yes, there might be a few that on a company level, your business might have a few different values versus that are,
of course,
I mean, different, but like, because it's a company level, there would be like a different consideration in that sense. So yeah, I love that. Thank you. I feel so honored that you both choose to show my brand off. So thank you.
Well, you're a great example of it. And it's, you know, we, time and time again, when people do contact us for branding, and we do what's called a brand audit, where we take a look at how you're showing up. When clients hit your website, when they see your social media, how do those align? Do they make sense? What sets you apart? And Laura mentioned earlier, is like, we get in this role of like, oh, I just have to be something. I have to be that. Well, no, you need to be you. And that's so key.
Yeah, there's so much noise out there. And so many of our clients, they feel lost because their personal brand is not matching their business brand, just like we had just said. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of clients that don't have a business and they just want to develop their own personal brand. And that's key too, is really honing in and figuring out, what are my core values? What do I stand for? What is my aesthetic and my style? What feels good on me? Not just because someone else is telling me to put it on. And so I think developing that personal brand or business brand is just key in figuring out who you are and what you want and attracting what you want.
Doing the work.
I love that so much. I never thought about somebody just looking at themselves. I don't know about you, my audience, my loves, but like, I feel like that's an aha. Like, even if you're not in business, you can explore what your own personal brand is. And you know, in many ways, that is, it's a very cool angle in terms of hiring a coach in it, like yourselves, to what you I know you both don't call yourselves coaches, but what I'm trying to say is, it's another angle to look at yourself and reflect on yourself and vision with both of you to understand your own self in relationship with yourself. So I think that's so powerful. Like, wow, that is so cool. All right. When we come back from commercial, we're going to go through what that process of business branding looks like with the sister brand.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
All Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back. I know we have a live audience here. Thank you, my loves, for being here. If you have any questions as you're watching us live, feel free to pop it in the comments because we can see them. And we would love to have Laura and Lana answer them with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, bring it.
It makes it much more fun too, right?
It's love that. Yeah.
Talk show. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. You know what's so funny? I'm sitting here and because I don't own the place where we're currently living at, we're Airbnb-ing it. And so interesting. I'm like, it bugs me that these walls are blue. It's so not on brand for me. So I'm like, oh, there's so
much for judging.
No,
well, I don't think anyone's judging. I'm just like annoyed. It's not fully on brand. Oh. And so, you know, I have my intuitive art that has my energy signature. It's channeled art of my energy. No big surprise there. And then my beautiful amethyst geode. But when you like, I'm curious. Like, what is? Do you both have advice when you're living in a place and it's not yours? How do you decorate it so that it's more on brand? And particularly, I'm asking for myself.
You know what? We even do this too, because honestly, half of our houses aren't our own personal brands. They're not how we would normally do things, but it's just because we get so busy that it becomes low priority and you just kind of put your effort where, you know, your mind is.
To. But honestly, as far as your own brand, if you're allowed, I mean, I would check with your landlord or with your, but I think that you could easily bring in peel and stick wallpaper that comes off. So easily, literally, you just pull a corner, it goes up like a dream. It's fantastic. We've used it on a lot of our products in the past.
You ladies are blowing my mind. I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, yeah. Make sure it's the peel and stick kind and not the glue kind.
Because I hear people, like, I've had a couple friends in the past say they almost divorced over wallpaper.
Like, we've had some clients that were there too.
Yeah. If you can find a professional to install it. But
yeah. Wow, that's incredible. Okay. Thank you for that advice. So no let's problem. Get to, I had to like take advantage and pick your brains. Let's get to your process of supporting your clients who are in business. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that process look like? And how does it set you apart from other branding experts?
Yeah. Thank you for asking for that opportunity. We love working with women in business. That is our primary demographic. We not only have been there, done that, but we've learned a lot of lessons over the years. Between the two of us, we've been entrepreneurs for, almost, you know, more than 25 years. So we know all the ins and outs. We know what these women have been through. And we're in this new time now where social media is so powerful. Your website is so powerful. And so when you feel like there's a misalignment, like we did for many mm-hmm. years when we first started Prairie Beach House, we couldn't find the right people to talk to. We spent so much money on coaches that were really telling us, oh, just keep going. You're doing great. Yep. And then say goodbye to $400. So we were really just spinning our wheels until we just said, why don't we just do what we know is right? And so we built formulas. We built a path and a process to help women in business level up. And that's what mm-hmm. we do. So with our brand audits, probably the first place to start.
Yeah, our brand audits, we have 5-minute brand audits that we offer. So if you are feeling stuck, if you're like, my brand is not where I want it to be, or even if you are starting, we have other paths for that as well. But if you are feeling like it's just not working, we will go in and we will take a look at how you're showing up on social media from a client-facing perspective. Right away, we are outside of what you're seeing, and we have a different vision than being so close to it like you are. So we'll go in, we'll tell you right away from a marketing and SEO standpoint where your brand is not showing up properly, where you could be improving, what visually is missing from your brand, what can go, what can stay, and again with your website as well, all in a 5-minute Zoom link.
Yeah. And we send that all, yeah, packaged up nicely. You get to keep that video so that you can refer back to it. And it's the easiest way to get started when you're feeling a little bit stuck. And again, that's kind of like the first impression package.
Yeah.
From
so cool.
Yeah, it's go ahead. We just really wanted to create something that was accessible. It's $87 is our usual rate for that. And it's a quick starter. Because sometimes you don't know where to go. And a lot of people say, I'm overwhelmed.
So much noise out there.
Yep. And you have to drown out the noise. So we just give it to you straight. We call it the no BS advice. And here it is. But at the same time, we're empowering women to step into themselves and level up. But we also offer full branding audits. So that means that we dive into your website SEO. We look at exactly the funnels and the channels that your clients are taking, and maybe just, you know, fine tune a few things. One thing we don't do though is we don't create your brand for you. We'll steer you in the right direction, but we're not going to sit there and make a logo for you. We leave that to the experts.
Send them over here.
We do love to walk women through. So that's another thing that we do offer in our empowerment calls. So empowerment calls are for either women in business or women that are just stuck in life. And what we do is we sit down and we really hone in who you are, what your personal or business brand is, and what are the avenues that you can do. So if you're like, you know what, I really love like a light and airy feel, and then we'll help. Well, maybe your logo should have some curvature here, and I would really get a brand mark with some soft, subtle type suites like this one. And then you can take those ideas to the experts and really have a pinpoint of exactly what you want. Because so many times people come to us. We had this just the other day. Some people message us and they're like, this is the all the branding logos that we were given by the person I hired. And we kind of look at each other and we're like, this is what you feel represents you? And they're like, not at all. Because all you did was tell them your name. You didn't tell them your brand, who you are, your values, what you're drawn to for your style.
The drive behind it. And that's our goal, is to create those aha moments, help you see outside of the box. And we do repeatedly. We have our lineup of women such as Roz that we will send clients to. Yeah. And so the idea is to facilitate community, to empower, and to help women step into, you know, a new version, an evolved version of, you know, an unstuck version of themselves.
And to align with women that we know are tried and tested and true, and these people that we know can support you.
Yeah.
And not, you don't just wonder, like, is this going to be another,
oh my gosh,
$500 down the drain? Is this going to be another call that's not going to get me anywhere? No, we know these women. We know that you will walk away.
I love that, because I mean, I think that is what makes you both stand out. Plus, it's so fun to work with both of you. I mean, hello, you know,
we think so.
Dissect and unpack the values, the mission, what you stand for, and what that could energetically and physically look like. So, actually, this comes at a really good time. I shared this episode into my group, my program, Client Attraction Academy, because this week we are actually talking about branding. And one of the things that they need to do for homework is to create a brand mood board, so that when you look at this, and we go on Pinterest and create it, you know, what words, what colors, what images really pop up for you, and put that all in there. You know, you got to narrow it down. But when somebody who really knows you looks at that, there's no image of them, right? But they look at it, and it's like, oh my God, that is so you. Like, it's your energy signature. So I love this module. It's so much fun. I know my clients have a lot of fun with it too. And it can be a little overwhelming, because it's just like, I love this, I love this, I love this, I love this. We need to narrow it down too.
So that's essentially what we do for those clients, is we help fine tune, right?
Yes.
Drown out all that noise and move forward. And I love that. That sounds like an exciting module.
It does. It
is so exciting. Oh my gosh. And so, you know, I think just having your expertise with your backgrounds and just like being so visual, I think that's really potent. You know, both of you bring that, it's the, I'll say, quote unquote, interior designing background, but like there's so much more in how you can see things. Like, I have no interior designing eye. No, I can pick out images I think are nice, but I can't put it together in a room. I'm just always so in awe of people like yourselves, where you can just go like, yeah, okay, we're going to fix this. You know, where people who do like renos in their home, and like, yeah, I got no eye for that. So
yeah, I was going to say, Roslyn, you can see auras, and we can see brands. But serious though, because we were just talking about this the other day. We were laughing because when somebody says a business name, we immediately can see what we envision for their brand. And we can't get
once we meet them too.
And when we meet them, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, you know, naming your baby before it's born, and then you see the baby, and like, oh, you were a Jeff and not a Neil,
not a Joe,
right?
Yeah.
So, but we honestly, we laugh all the time, because when we hear a business name, people will often run names by us, and we're like, no, yes, and this is what we envision. And we can't
get your psychic powers right there.
It really is. I also have a background in marketing and communication. So that is like that's what I went to school for. I was a part of that corporate world for a very long time. Laura is a highly specialized educator. And so honestly, we put on all those hats and we threw them into a bowl, and we're like, we need to create something for ourselves. Yeah.
That is so potent. And so actually, that I want to go a little bit deeper into the angle of SEO. Like, this is not something that I at all know about in terms of like my area of expertise. That's not in my wheelhouse. So I'd love for you both to speak a little bit more about that. So search engine optimization. I know that much.
that's amazing. You're doing it.
But how does that impact the brand when, you know, like, let's explain what that is exactly. And then how does that go along with the brand and our visibility? Yeah.
A quick caveat, we are not SEO specialists, and this is not something that is not our bread and butter, but we can take a quick look at your SEO and how you're showing up online. So I kind of take care of the website side. Laura really takes care of the social media side. From a website perspective, I always go in and see how you're showing up on Google. If I'm looking for a coach in the Edmonton area, a mindset coach, a business coach in the Edmonton area, when I plug that into Google as a client, what am I finding? Who's the competition? Where are you showing up? Are you showing up? A lot of times you're not, because people will create their SEO around their specific company, their specific name, and not the client's needs. So that is a really
mic drop.
And we see it so often. And so if you're an interior designer in Edmonton, your SEO should really be centered around interior design in Edmonton, interior designer helping me with whatever your specialty is. So instead of it being the sister brand or another interior design company, that is something that we see all the time, but we also see it in social media too.
Yeah. And in social media, especially, there are so many key spots. Your SEO is crucial. And if you have, let's say, your company name in a key spot of SEO, someone has to be actually searching your company name to find you, instead of what they're actually searching is what they're missing and what their need is. So if I'm looking for a massage therapist, massage therapy has to be in the SEO spot, not my name, Lotus Massage, or whatever it is.
Okay. This is really good to know. And then the other thing is, I remember when I got my branding, like I hired a whole brand team. It was like a 6-week process. Mm-hmm. And it was really deep. And I remember they did an audit at first, looking at, you know, my website, each of my social media platforms, and they were not consistent. Like, now I'm literally like, Roz, your colors are like this and this and this over here, ABC. But then over here, they're like DEF, right? They're not ABC. They're not matching. And the messaging wasn't super clear either. And so I was like, this is really fascinating. So it's just, I have to say, the branding, and my loves, my audience, please hear this. Branding is really important, as much as what happens behind the scenes, what happens in the systems end of your, you know, your business model, your funnels. That's also important as well, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the inside of their house and the outside of your house matters, right? So and I think that branding is what is a huge client attraction, right? Mm-hmm. People, you have that same messaging over, you have the same colors over. And what happens psychologically on a subconscious level is it builds that like, know, and trust factor, because part of feeling safe, and I'm speaking more so from my former psychologist hat, is that, and this will move into sales psychology, is that at the very core of us, we want to feel loved, safe, and belong. Mm-hmm. And so when we're looking on the outside at branding, and when there's consistency, consistency equals safety. Mm-hmm. And so as the potential client viewing things, if things are always looking consistent and predictable, that energetically, subconsciously, emotionally, mentally brings in that sense of safety. When we feel safe, we feel pulled in to want to know more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nobody wants chaos. Nobody wants drama.
Yeah, a cohesive brand equals trust.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Safety equals trust.
Mm-hmm. And it levels up your experience to the customer. Like the customer feels like your experience level is very high because you know what you're doing. You are consistent. You've been doing this long enough to know, and you've invested in your business. You're not just an inconsistent platform.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and so that's why, like, I think branding, I always tell my clients, get professional photos done mm-hmm. that are once you mm-hmm. understand your brand, because the quality of photos and the kind of photos, like get your branding photographer to capture you in your essence.
Yes.
You know, I personally can't handle those like cheesy like headshots. No thanks. You know, like I love pictures that are candid and it's like me laughing, me doing my thing, you know, putting on essential oils, smudging. And it's like, if you guys go see my social media, I'm talking to my audience, you will see like, these are the kinds of photos I encourage my clients to take that is aligned with their little, what do we call those? They're little quirks, right? And their personality captures that. You know, if you card pull, take pictures of your cards. If you do use a pendulum, use the things that you use in your business with your clients. If you're a Reiki master, pictures of you working with a person, and that model could be a friend. It could be a real life client, right? So it's it makes branding photos really come, like brings your business to life in that more tangible way, so that people aren't just imagining, like they're seeing you in action.
And I think that it attracts your clients, your sole clients, because for instance, Roz, if you were standing in a field with a picnic basket picking apples, you wouldn't attract the people that you want to attract, because that's not your brand. That's not who you are. It would be so off brand for you to do that.
Yeah. And the fact that you've identified that you are bold, sexy warrior, you are unapologetic, mm-hmm. those you've created pillars from, mm-hmm. and you bring those through in every single aspect of what you're doing. And that's how you do it. Do you need to have professional photos? I mean, that's nice if people can afford it. Even if you can't afford it, you can still do a lot with an iPhone these days, people.
Totally.
But again, what you're getting at is showing up. The number one thing you can do in your business today, if you listen to this podcast and take nothing else out, the number one thing you can do to level up your game is insert yourself in your business.
Yes.
What sets you apart? It's you.
Yeah, your face needs to be the primary focus of your own business. Don't use some other stock photos. Sure, if you need some models once in a while, but you need to be showing up.
I so agree. I had just had a client hire me, and this client was like, this client has spent thousands, like we're talking like probably $25,000 on like ads, on, you know, getting on podcasts and just like all the things. And then I look and I'm just like, where are you? I don't see you. Like, I see your business. I see professional videos, which are great, but I don't see the humanizing aspect. And this person's such a beautiful person and what they're putting out there. I'm like, and energy. I'm like, I want to see you. I want to see you in your human self sharing from that place. Like sometimes it's that balance of having professional branding photos and selfies. And you just doing a quick face to camera video in your stories to show people like, hey, this is me, right? Yeah. I call this with my clients, I'm saying like, these are the posts that are, this is the way how you show up boldly, is you are showing up as you authentically and vulnerably. In my own business, the posts that get the most engagement, that build the most like, you know, and trust factor and earn even more respect, is when I'm sharing my we'll say wounds. I just recently shared about going through some sister wounds as I'm doing some work, and I'm like, wow. And just the beautiful messages that have been actually sent to me saying like, wow, like I have even deeper respect for you now. Like it's just the opposite of what our ego thinks, right? So be real, be you.
Relatable.
You're human first, you know, no matter, again, like no matter what you see on social media, we're all human first. And so we're going to relate to that and we're going to resonate with it. So when you share your wounds, you share your failures, that is so important.
And then it makes us approachable.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the other thing, is like so many people can feel so intimidated and like we can't reach a person, but when we are relatable, we feel approachable, which pulls people, our ideal clients, more in. So I love it. My loves, thank you so much for being here. And my audience, I want you to go and check out the show notes. Go and tune into my interview with Laura and Lana on their Women Up podcast. Go and take advantage of that audit. Oh my gosh, if you can't already tell, you will have so much fun with these ladies. And please go give them a follow, all the things. They are such epic women, and check out their offerings. So I want to leave and close this show with a beautiful activation, light language activation. So I'm going to invite all of you to just feel into the piece that was your aha moment in this conversation. Yep. And as soon as you get that, just like breathe that in and envision yourself boldly and unapologetically stepping into your next level brand, next level power, positioning, authority. Sora kura sinera kira kura sinera kia. Sinera kira kia. Asin yura kura sinera kura sinera kia. Sora kura sinera kia. Breathing in. And grounding down deep into Mother Earth as you breathe out all of your power deep into this new energetic container and foundation. Beautiful, my loves. Thank you so much for showing up. Don't forget to check the show notes for my soul visioning guide, as well as checking out Laura and Lana of the Sister Brand. Thank you, my loves.
Thank you. And if anyone has questions, please just DM us. We're happy to respond.
They're so good at that.